Curiosity allows us to embrace unfamiliar circumstances, brings excitement into our lives, and opens up new possibilities. But how curious are we in the 21st century? Perhaps you've heard the old saying that claims curiosity killed the cat. It's a phrase that's often used to warn people, especially children, not to ask too many questions. Yet it's widely agreed that curiosity actually makes learning more enjoyable and effective. Indeed, research has shown that curiosity is just as important as intelligence in determining how well students do at school. Curiosity also allows us to embrace unfamiliar circumstances, brings excitement into our lives, and opens up new possibilities. Being curious requires us to be both humble enough to know we don't have all the answers and confident enough to admit it. Asking the questions that help us bridge the gap between what we already know and what we'd like to know can lead us to make unexpected discoveries. In science, basic curiosity-driven research, carried out without pressure to produce immediate practical results, can have unexpected and incredibly important benefits. For example, one day in 1831, Michael Faraday was playing around with a coil and a magnet when he suddenly saw how he could generate an electrical current. At first, it wasn't clear what use this would be, but it actually made electricity available for use in technology and so changed the world. Unsurprisingly, there are chemical and evolutionary theories to explain why humans are such curious creatures. When we become curious, our brains release a chemical called dopamine, which makes the process of learning more pleasurable and improves memory. It is still not known why learning gives us such pleasure, but one theory is that we may have developed a basic need to fight uncertainty. The more we understand about the world around us, the more likely we are to survive its many dangers. However, curiosity is currently under threat like never before, and perhaps the biggest threat comes from technology. On one level, this is because technology has become so sophisticated that many of us are unable to think too deeply about how exactly things work anymore. While it may be possible for a curious teenager to take a toaster apart and get some sense of how it works, how far do you understand what happens when you type a website address into a browser? Where does your grasp of technology end and the magic begin for you? In addition to this, there's the fact that we all now connect so deeply with technology, particularly our phones. The more we stare at our screens, the less we talk to other people directly. To make matters worse, all too often we accept the images of people that social media provides us with, and then feel we know enough about a person not to need to engage further with them. The final, and perhaps most worrying way in which technology stops us asking more, is to do with algorithms, the processes followed by computers. As we increasingly get our news via social media, algorithms find out what we like and push more of the same back to us, meaning we end up inside our own little bubbles and no longer meet ideas that challenge our pre-existing beliefs. Perhaps the real key to developing curiosity in the 21st century, then, is to rely less on the tech tools of our age.